good energy and good truth. All the while, love is you. Speaking of the little child, from the moment there is the birth, there is the suggestion that there could be separation. As the small one is birthed from the mother, as oneness into two, there is the suggestion that there could be separation. And from that place, ones go on as they grow a bit taller, reinforcing the belief in separation, reinforcing that perhaps the world is a place where there is much of the physical pressure and the emotional pressure. And as you have seen for many of the small ones, there is the unfamiliarity with the body. It takes a bit of the years as the small one will get to understand how to move the body, the arms, how to use the eyes to see. And there is at the same time, a forgetting of the allness of love, until finally you come to a grouping such as this, where there is the intention to feel love, to feel oneness once again, and you begin to understand and to call forth from the inner the love that you have always been and from which you have come. So ones do what you see to be, as you are doing in this week that you spend together, a certain circle of completion coming from the place where you have known allness, you have known love, and then the very strong suggestion of separation as there is birthing, and then the development that the world will give to you with a collective consciousness that reinforces that you are a small one, you have to be taken care of, there are many things that could happen to you, and the little ones will look to someone else outside of them to provide for them, to nurture them, to feed them, to protect them. So from the moment of birth, the way you have created human life and the way it has developed throughout the ages, it has been a reinforcement that says to you, you are separate. You can be afraid of something that might destroy the body temple. And so you spend the rest of time, sometimes a short time, thank goodness, sometimes a longer time, sometimes the whole lifetime, in the place of feeling separate. And yet, as the song has said, you are the love. You are the love that is within, the love from which you have come and to which you return. As we have spoken in the previous evening, one of your heart family members has returned to the love, the allness, and is very much happy, very much at peace, very much enlivened, because he is no longer held trapped within the body and all of the, quote, as it is called, medical issues that were going on. He is now free, and he is very, very happy. And he is here with you. He is blessing all of you and speaking to you that truly he loves you as he did when you seemingly were separate. So as you go through life, everywhere you look, every message practically that you get is of separation, reinforcing that belief that you have said you will experience until you come full circle with it and you say, you stop and you say, there must be more to life than just living in fear. There must be more to life than just searching for a small bit of love, of happiness, of completion. And so you seek. You read the books. You listen to the messages. You ask of each other. You attend the classes. And you delve deeper into what feels right, perfect, whole. You want to return to the place of heaven while still activating the body on earth. You want to create heaven on earth. And as I have said to you many times, it is coming very quickly. Truly, as each one of you catches that spark of oneness, that spark of peace, that spark that says, everything is truly okay. Your light shines brighter, and it is added to the light of others as they are also coming awake. And it is rapidly, exponentially growing upon itself so that it will not be too much longer before there is the turning of the age, the shift in consciousness. Because you have decreed that you have been there, done that, completed. You've had enough of knowing separation. Yes, separated ego will run in and it will say, well, how can you believe that this is going to happen when you still look out and with the eyes you see separate bodies? But I say unto you, the eyes even are changing. The eyes are changing to the place where they can behold the aura, the energy around you. No longer do you have the eyes of what was some thousand years ago. This has been a scientific study that your scientists have done, and then with some intuitive reasoning, they have seen that truly the eyes are changing, so that what you are receiving in the frequency band of light is increasing. And that will continue to the place where you will no longer see individual bodies. You will see the aura of light, a ball of light moving, dancing, because you will want to dance. It will feel that you are dancing as light upon the firmament, as it was in the beginning. So it will return to be the light dancing upon the firmament. Those words stir within you hope, excitement. Those words, ancient words, and yet future words, allow you to know that truly what you are experiencing now is a passage in time. Not for all time, and not for too much longer, because as we have said, as one spark catches, it lights another spark, and it is spreading quite rapidly. Now, your news media is not going to tell you this. Your news media loves drama. They know that a lot of the collective consciousness likes to come alive with adrenaline rushing through as to, oh my goodness, what is going to happen? And if it isn't happening with the brothers and sisters somewhere, some calamity that they can bring to you, then they tell you of the weather patterns and how they are changing, and you should be afraid. You should be afraid. And it is very good that you can laugh at that. Because truly, you are moving out of the place of the belief in fear. You have many books that you study. You have many recordings. You have music that you listen to that takes you out of the realm of fear, of separation, for some moments in time, where you feel yourself to be lighter, and you are, and brighter, and more at peace. Of course, it depends on your choice of music. I have heard some of it. Some of it is as the thunder in the heavens. But some of it can be quite lilting, pretty, peaceful, encouraging. Some of it will uplift you. In fact, quite a bit that is coming through in this day and time has changed. Those of you who are of certain age, you have certain years that you have gathered to yourself, you can remember some of the heavy music. It was all the rage for a while to go into very heavy music, and that was what you took to yourself. But that has passed. The music that is coming now, that is being welcomed now, has more of the melody to it, more of a peace to it. It is what ones are searching for. You have already been there, done that with the heavy, and now, as is custom in collective consciousness, you want something different. And so you go for the uplifting music. You go for the lyrics that speak from the heart. So it is happening quite rapidly. When separated ego wants to make a forecast, what does it call upon? It calls upon itself, truly. It gets the mind involved and it says, well, we're going to figure this out as to how much longer it's going to take before there is this shift in consciousness. But all the while you are trying to figure out how much longer it's going to be before there is the shift, you are working within the confines of the egoic mind. You're working with the mind trying to figure out what the heart already knows. And the heart is coming alive. The heart speaks to you through music. The heart speaks to you through the wind in the trees, the color of the flowers, the way the grass moves as the wind passes by. The heart speaks to you if you are willing to look for it, to search it out. And then the mind gets very busy again and starts to analyze. But I say unto you that it is not afar off when there is going to be a shift in collective consciousness, and you're seeing the beginning of it now, where there is a contrast, a very definite contrast in what is being said on the one hand and what is being said on the other hand. And you have decreed that there will be a very striking contrast so that you can make choice as to where you want to be. No longer is everything all of oatmeal and cream of wheat in the middle. Now you are getting the hard stuff and the softer stuff, and you are saying, I want to be in a place that is uplifting. I want to be in a place of light. I want to feel enlivened. Yes, I have had message that the body speaks of separation, but that is but one part of you. You make the body so that you can have discourse with the brothers and sisters in a fashion that you have agreed upon. Now, it was not always thus. You did not have to have a body in order to converse in sound. A long time ago, you can remember this even now, you do it with your beloved pets, where you think something, and the beloved pet knows, or vice versa. The pet may think, it is time for my feeding. And after a while, depending on how encased you are, you get the message. And you knew how to do this, and you know how to do this, even now. Because you have times when you will be thinking of someone, and you really want to talk with them, but you don't really want to take time to do the technical whatever in order to be in touch with them, and then they do the technical, and there you are. You are speaking with them as if they were right in front of you. Your technology is wonderful. I watch it as your younger ones, especially, who do not know boundaries. They don't know that perhaps they can't do this, so they go ahead and do it. They make the innovations in the technical ways that bring you into contact what do you call it when you see face to face?
Skype
and FaceTime, yes, where the other person may be halfway around Holy Mother Earth, but there you have their face. You can talk. They hear you talking. You hear them talking. And it is as if the minds are joined. And I will say unto you that the minds are joined. That is why then you are out-picturing it. Everything in your world, if you will receive it, if you will understand this, everything in your world is diametrically opposed to the truth of your being. Everything that the egoic mind, shows you is diametrically opposed to the truth of your being. So whenever the mind presents you with separation and you say, oh my goodness, gee, I hope they like me, and you kind of back away from them, stop, pause, breathe, and love. And then that brings you back to the place of oneness. And then, as you have taught it to do, the mind will rush right in and say, oh, but is that safe? And you say, well, I'm not quite sure. Maybe not. And then the heart says, oh, foolish one, you are so loved that you can walk into the mouth of the volcano and you can survive it. Because you are the creator of the volcano. You are creating everything that you experience. And you can call it good. And if you call it good, what does it have to be? It has to be good. Exactly. And then mind rushes in there and says, yes, but how do you know that? Where's the evidence for it? Prove it to me. Show me, yes, show me the money. And there is much money in fear. That is why it has such a hold over the collective consciousness. But you cannot eat money. You cannot sustain the body with the golden coins. I tried it. I bit the golden coin. And I took it out and I said, here, render unto Caesar the golden coins. Bring me a fish. I paraphrase a bit there. Your sustenance comes from the heart. Your sustenance comes from the acknowledgement, the claiming that you are the source of all of the sustenance, the nourishment of being, as you will accept it. As you will walk into that space and you know that you are the creative one. This is what I have said to you from the beginning of time, and sometimes it has been glossed over and forgotten. But you are the extension. Not the child, as you would see separation. You are the extension of the one divine mind. Right here, right now. Having a human experience. It has been an evolution in collective thinking that has brought you to a point where you have said, I can be a child of God. And that is good. But don't stop there. Don't stop with being the child of God. Know that you are very God upon this plane. Hear that well. Now, you're not going to go out and say that to the next brother or sister that you see, probably in your shopping mall. But for yourself, know that you are very God, walking Holy Mother Earth, having a human experience. And you can change any experience that you are having immediately by going to the place of the heart, going to the place of peace, the place that we have spoken about several evenings and many months, I suppose, as well. Going to that place with the deep breath that knows all power, not the power of the world, but the power of divine isness. I have to call it that because I'm not going to put it into a container for you. It cannot be contained. You have what is called a history, a lineage. Where is that lineage? Where is that history right now? Right here, right in your mind, as we would speak of it. Where are all of the brothers and sisters? Right here, right in your mind. That is why we have given to you the example of the hologram. You have had some very advanced souls who have come and made for you the moving stories. One of them being the Star Wars series. And there is a scene in several of them where they are watching something going on somewhere else, right in front of them, the hologram, as there is the sword fight going on. And the ones in the story are watching this happening. You are the ones in the hologram, right now. There is a part of you, not separate from you, but an extension of you, that is looking upon this gathering right now and seeing separateness as a hologram. That is all it is. It has no power over you except the power you give to it. That is why I said to the Roman soldiers as they were about to crucify me that you would not have power except that my Father has given it to you. In other words, Abba, the divine source. You would not have power to do this except that it has been given to you. Same for you. You are thinking that you are in the hologram and that it is populated by all of your friends and populated by ones that you would say are not your friends, perhaps. But what you are living, and this does not devalue it, is a hologram. And there is, as you have already started the terminology, the higher self of you, whatever you want to call it, the expanded self of you, the divine self of you, watching the hologram. You are doing that right now. You are watching the interaction of every point within this room, this whole collection of ones walking Holy Mother Earth. You are even feeding the news media what they then feed back to you. Some of you more than others because you like the drama of it. And there's nothing wrong with drama, but just to recognize that it is part of the drama so that you can put aside fear, so that you can live in love and peace as you will choose, because it is a free choice. And there is no judgment to say that if you want to live the drama of all of it and, oh my God, how I suffer, okay. That's all right until you get tired of it. There is no great referee up above saying what you should do or shouldn't do. Sometimes you do certain choices and then you say, well, gosh, you know, maybe I'll change my mind and do something that's a little easier or more pleasant to do. Maybe I'll find someone to love and I'll live in love. Or maybe not. And there's no referee. And there's no timetable. In other words, the shift, yes, is coming because you have decreed that everything is moving and changing. Will you be in the first wave of the shift that happens? If you choose to be. And if you want to stay a little longer with some of the drama, that is okay too. Because it truly is a hologram that you are living, and there is truly only one of us. So when you get around to saying, okay, how many angels dance on the head of the pin? How many light beings does it take before there's going to be a shift in the consciousness? It only takes one. When you get the clue of it, that there is only one, and that one is you, as you are looking out from where you sit, where you think you are, there's only one of you in this room, only one of us in this room, having an experience. But if you want to populate your surroundings with friends, that is fun too, especially if they're good friends and if they're in alignment with what you like to do and like to feel. Have at it, because in truth, there is no time. Oh my goodness, how can that be? In truth, there is no time. So it matters not whether you do it tonight, or you do it on the morrow, or you wait 2,000 years. That is okay, because truly it does not matter. But I say unto you, the sooner you come to a place of peace within the heart, the sooner it feels good. So, free choice. I know what I have chosen. And as I have said on the previous evening, I have not abandoned you. When there was the crucifixion, I allowed the body to decease completely on the cross. And that body was taken to a tomb and placed there lovingly. And it was still part of the hologram that all of us were sharing. And I played my part. But as there is only one of us, you also were crucified. You also went to the tomb. You also arose and reformed a body. It's a bit much for the mind to wrap around. That is why you cannot go there with the mind, because the mind cannot accept the wholeness of you. That is why I say to you over and over, go quickly to the place of the heart. Go quickly to the place of feeling, the intuitive feeling. Go quickly to the heart. And if the mind comes and knocks upon the door and says, yes, but how long does it take? How many lifetimes do I have to live before I am made clean and whole? Any answer to that is the true answer, because you are choosing. You are the one who is making the hologram. If you have a body that is not serving you to the optimum, in this instant, you can change it. In this instant, the body is no longer what it was a moment ago. You keep it going in the same pattern because you believe that it has to do a certain evolution of it. But in truth, as of this very moment, the body now is not what it was a moment ago. And if there is something within the body that you want to renew, you can do that. It is a free choice. And you, as the divine essence, can choose in this moment right now to have the healthy, whole body. Right now, it is yours for the acceptance. It is yours. So be it. Right. Take a deep breath, because truly we have spoken many words. How did that deep breath feel? expansive, peaceful, energizing in its own way. It felt true. Anytime you want to touch that place of divinity, allow the deep breath. Allow the body to be rejuvenated in every sense of the word. Allow yourself to become whole. It matters not what path you choose. In other words, there are helpers who can help, and that is okay. But you also can have it instantaneously if you will have belief. And there's nothing to be judged in that. In other words, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. In other words, it is hard sometimes to make that leap, to understand maybe intellectually, yes, I am creating this body. I can change this body. I can change it in an instant. And you accept that. And then you wonder, well, why does it feel the same? Sometimes that belief has to be reinforced over and over. Or sometimes it needs help from what seems to be the experts. And that is okay, because there is no judgment and there is no great referee saying, well, this lifetime you've got to do such and such. No, maybe this lifetime, maybe another lifetime. The one of us is living a multitudinous existence, many, many facets of being, for the sheer joy of it. Hear that well. Do not suffer, unless you want to. And usually that passes pretty quickly, and you want something else. For the sheer joy of it. That is why you write the music. That is why you sing the songs. That is why you love to listen to the uplifting music. Because you can lose yourself in it. You can join in the rhythm and the tones. And for a moment or so or longer, you are one with the music. No longer thinking about the body. No longer thinking about how to move it, how to dress it, how to feed it. Bodies are a lot of work.
They are. Yeah, they are.
I know.
Yes, they are. They are.
I tried it a few times. They take a lot of time and work to keep them up. And yet, they allow you to have the interchange with the brothers and sisters in a certain way. There are other beings who do not manifest bodies. They don't know the pleasure of a body, because there is pleasure with a body. There is pleasure in the appetite and in the certain taste buds. There is a lot of pleasure for many in the taste of the chocolate. And you say, well, I wouldn't want to miss that. I have to have a body for that. Or some of the other things that you like to imbibe or chew on, whatever. There are pleasures with the body. So I'm not putting the body down, but I am saying that the body takes a lot of time and care and golden coins to keep it in certain fashion. But that is okay, because it is a free choice. But there are ones of the brothers and sisters who do not bother with the bodies. Maybe they have, or maybe they've just said, no, that's not something I want to know. Divine intelligence is not limited. Divine intelligence creates for itself a fantastic array of expression. You see this even in your world around you, your natural world, where you see the caterpillars and you see the slugs, you see the snails, you see the squirrels, you see the rabbits, you see the birds that fly, you see the bears, you see all kinds of manifest life, the butterflies, all different forms of life, forms of expression of divine energy. And beyond what is made tangible, there are beings in this room as well, interacting with you, listening to the message, wanting to know how you see things, how you literally see things, and how you perceive what is going on. This room is quite full of light and of ones who want to know light. They are vibration. They are energy. And you are creating. There is nothing that can come nigh your dwelling place to harm you, except as temporary you say that it can be. But in truth, it cannot be. Your divine essence is who and what you are from before time began. And when the purpose of time has been completed, and it will be completed, you will still be the divine essence of the one that we are. It is difficult to use words to describe that which is beyond words. But I tell you, verily, in truth, that you are in the midst of a great awakening. You are the ones who are on the forefront of the change, because you have often done this. You have often come at the turning of an age, of an awakening, of a reclaiming and a remembrance of the divine essence and its myriad forms. So truly, this is not something new to you. You have known it before. And that is why you are here. That is why you are questioning. That is why you are reading. That is why you are studying. That is why you are in awe of the mountains which you have formed in time, a long time ago, as you measure linear time. You are the ones who set these mountains in place. And you are the ones who are going to be causing the demolition, if you want to call it that, of the mountains into the plains at some point. In some point of time. As you decree. The shift in consciousness, the awakening, it is upon you. It is happening, it is spreading, and it will not be stopped because you have put it into motion. You, from your vantage point, you may see it as being thousands of years yet. Okay, because in truth there is no time. There's only the now moment, right now, right here where we are. But the mind says, how can that be? I know history. It's been taught to me. I know that everything has happened in a linear fashion. And it has, in the way you understand it. But it is all within the oneness, the sphere that we have talked about in other times, the sphere of time, that in truth has no boundaries, but we talk about a sphere for a concept that the mind can understand. And when something has happened at this point and something happens at this point, what joins them together? A line, linear. And so you say, well, time is linear. Only your reckoning of time is linear. All time is in this now moment, because you are the makers of it. So sit with that for a moment or so.
Just a moment?
I wondered if someone would catch that. Yes, or longer. You have many questions that come up. You have had discussions where the questions have come quickly to the mind. And you try to play with whatever the answers will be. And yet, there's only one answer to any of the questions. What is the answer?
Yes.
The divine affirmative. Yes. It is always yes. Whatever you choose, it is yes. So if you choose to say, well, I'm playing in a hologram, and I have several others who are in this hologram with me, and it's really fun because I like playing with them. And human life, yeah, it can be hard sometimes, but it also has its pleasures. I knew this as the man that I was. I knew pleasure of the body. I knew a good feast. I knew the happiness of the fish who would give themselves over to the net so that we could have fish for dinner. I knew the well-filled tummy. I also knew hunger. I knew the pleasure of woman. And I knew the pleasure of picking up the small ones. I'd pick up the small one and throw them in the air and catch them, as you have done. It was my joy. Because, yes, contrary to some of the stories you have heard about me, those rumors are not true. Contrary to some of the stories you have heard about me, I was married. I was a rabbi. I did have small ones. And I did love the small ones. And I loved them as they grew taller. And we could have the interchange of ideas. I love all of you. Always and forever. Play with your holograms. They are fun. But allow yourself to know that truly you are more than the hologram. Allow yourself to know that your light shines brightly. That is why you come together to smile with each other, to hug one another, to encourage one another, and to spend a week out of all of the time of a year in a now moment in love, because you deserve it. You are creating it. Now it is suggested that we have a bit of a break, because I see some of the bodies are a bit tired and wanting to move around, also to put some water into the body and perhaps release a bit. And then in 7 minutes of your time, we will meet again. So be it.
With your warm embrace. warm embrace. Take this dreamer's place. Leaving the world behind. Going beyond my mind. Oh, 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 oh. Love, joy, and grace comes from this place, this place. Thank you from our hearts, beyond all doubt and sway, safe and peace. Holy, holy, holy peace. Reveal in me, oh, 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 what I am.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
Like, wow. If anybody was falling asleep, they're no longer asleep. That was so great. Thank you. And I understand that was Willie's music, your husband?
Willie's music and my words.
And your words. Thank you. Very good combination. Thank you. Wow. Yes. What can follow that?
I think Mother Mary gave me those words, though.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I feel her knocking at the door. gentle ones, blessed ones, children of the Most High. I am the one you have called Mary, Mother of God, and I am, and so are you, Mother of God, bringing forth the Christ of you, moment by moment. When I look out and I see your faces, I see not only the physical through these eyes, but I see your light. I see you as the small ones who came to me, who truly lived in the home and were the joy of my life. Many times we have been together. Many times I have encouraged you. Many times you have encouraged me. Because truly the small ones do that with their love. You think perhaps that your life has small meaning. And then the small one comes along and all of a sudden you have meaning. You have to be there for them to train them up in the way of the Lord, to train them up in the way of love. They are the mirror of you. And as you will have the small ones running to you, oftentimes holding on to the skirt, you think, well, heavens, will I ever be free? And yet they grow in stature and in wisdom quite often. And you find yourself also growing in love. Every small one, whether that one has been birthed through you as the mother, and those of you in the male gender in this time, you have known lifetimes as the female as well, because you have asked that you know everything, that you experience everything. So when I speak to you, there is a knowing deep within you of how it feels to have the small ones and to wonder, how did this miracle happen? And now what am I going to do? Every mother, I'm sure, has felt that. Every mother has wondered, what do I do with this small package, this bundle of energy? And it is very much a sharing that happens. Because as you will think that you are sharing with them, they are truly teaching you. They will teach you patience. They will teach you love. They will teach you about the world around, because they will be asking, why? Why does the sun come up in the morning? And why does it become dark at night? Why are there lights in the heavens? Why does the bird fly? And you, in your wisdom, you go deep within yourself to find an answer. And a lot of times you wonder, how can I tell them that which they already know, the wonder of life? And you share. You think that you are their teacher. And then later you turn around and you see that they have been your teacher. And they continue to be your teacher throughout the whole lifetime. They go off, some of them, as great adventurers, and you look at them and you wonder, how could this small one have come to me? How could I have been worthy? I felt this with one Yeshua. He would ask questions, and yet he would answer his own questions with a knowledge that was deeper than what the books could tell, and the writings, the manuscripts that I had studied at the Essene community. And he wanted to know and to rediscover for himself. So he studied at the Essene community, and he studied the ancient manuscripts in the way that we were taught, in that we would copy the manuscripts. And in copying, not always getting it right, but in copying, we would learn what the ancient teachers had written down for us. I think that Yeshua has talked with you about the prayer that he gave to his brothers and sisters and how it has come down to you missing a line, because the one who was copying, it was time for lunch, and they went for lunch, and when they came back, they started writing at a line below that. So there is a line missing from the holy prayer that he gave to his brothers and sisters and has come down through time as the Lord's Prayer, which you often will say, and you say it the way it has been printed in your holy book. But as he has shared with you, there is a line there about the daily bread, yes, and about the water that quenches the thirst of the body and of the soul. But that line, it got lost somewhere. The small ones often come with more energy than what you think you have to keep up with them. Yeshua was the same. He had lots of energy from the very beginning. And he tried to keep up with his cousin, John, the one known as the Baptist. But his cousin John was 9 months older, and he was of different physique. He was more broad of chest and stronger of limb. He could run faster. He could climb the trees faster. And Yeshua, he learned very early on the human emotion of jealousy, of judging self, and thinking that there would be something wrong with him, whereas there was nothing wrong. Give him another a year, and he was able to run as fast and climb the tree, to jump into the river with great bravery. When they are young, they know the joy of living. They know the joy of freedom because they have not, at the very early age, been shaped and molded by the teachings of the world. And if they have been fortunate enough to come to parents who were open to some of the other teachings, then they have been able to spread their wings, so to speak, to be able to expand in their knowledge. And as they expand, then they make it in the family unit expansive as well. And they certainly do make it expansive as to the questions. Always the questions. I'm sure you did this. You have that look about you. I am sure. Yes, there are some of you who are saying, yes, well, that kind of fits. Yes, I've been told that I was that type. Now, of course, I was never, but yes, you were. I speak to you of love. I speak to you of joy, because that is truly the meaning of life, the human life. It is not to suffer, although oftentimes that will come into the drama of human life, but it does not have to. And even when you come to such a place as Yeshua with the crucifixion, which is one of the most horrible ways to decease the body. Because truly, when there is the crucifixion, it is not the loss of blood that happens that makes the body decease. It is what happens in the hanging, where the body collapses upon the lungs and the breath can no longer be taken in. There is the weight of the body hanging there compresses the lungs, and one will decease the body because of suffocation, because of not being able to get the air in. Even when you have an experience such as that, there can be and is joy and love. He has told you the story of how he looked upon the Roman soldier who was pounding the heavy spikes into his hands, and he looked upon the soldier with great love, so much so that the Roman soldier went away forever changed. He went away and no longer could pursue the career that he had, and he went to a far land with sorrow in his heart until Yeshua appeared to him in a dream, as you would understand a dream, and said, I forgive you. You were playing the part that you needed to play. And the Roman soldier arose from the dream and became as a new man. From that time on, he had several incarnations after that, where he would tell the story of the healing of love, how love heals, and it does. That is my message to you in this evening, to reconnect with you in love and to share with you the preciousness of human love. Many of you have experienced the hardness of human love as you grew up, sometimes with the parents who would be very strict or very judgmental, and you had to perform in a certain way that was agreeable to them. And even if you were the most precious, and as small ones you were, there was a certain hardening of the heart of the parents who did not see you as the precious entity that you are. And so you put upon yourself a certain casing, and you armored yourself against judgment. The male gender, as it is taught, and has been for a very long time, has been taught to be tough, to not show emotion, to be very strong, and no matter how much criticism and judgment there might be, how much pain you would feel on the inside, you were not to show it. But thank the Divine Spirit that truly now that is changing, and ones of either gender are allowed to feel and express the tenderness of love. It is changing. It is part of the shift that you have prayed for, part of the shift that you have decreed will be. And I applaud you for it, because truly you have come through many lifetimes where even as the, or especially as the female gender, where you were just a possession to do the work. I knew that this happened. It did not happen for me because I was of the Essene community, and that belief honored everyone. But I have seen where you would be owned by the male gender, and if you did not please, then there was the hard knock or the withdrawal of food. Yes, right. That was not a good thing. So that you have felt the hardness of the world and of judgment. But this lifetime you have said it is going to be different. And it has been. It is changing. Even if you had the parents who were most strict with you, you have grown past it so that you could give then to the small ones the tenderness, the love that they were very willing to give back to you. And even if you did not have the small ones of human form, all of you have had the beloved ones of 4 feet or some of the tall ones of 4 feet. And you have known love in that form. That is what I have come this evening to share with you, because there are many of your brothers and sisters who are calling out for tenderness, calling out for love, calling out for the simplest of sustenance of body and a place of dwelling for a place of safety. Your news media is very good at bringing you the information from halfway around our Holy Mother, the Earth, and showing you the ones who are homeless, the ones who are seeking to know some security, who don't have even what you would understand to be time to contemplate any philosophical belief system. That is beyond their ken, because what is happening right now, they have to take care of the body and the small ones who are trailing along behind. So I say to you, I entreat you to please come together as a group. Appoint one or two of your members to look into how you can help these ones and to set up a small grouping of what you call organized grouping to aid the ones of your brothers and sisters who need help in this time. Whether it be the golden coins or if it be to give the food stuff or the clothing that they may need, the raiment, or to perhaps take them into your home. I know that you have voices that speak in your world and in this political, geopolitical grouping that speak about building boundaries. But I say to you, open the hearts. Take in the brothers and sisters. Come together as a group and find one or two who wants to get it organized in a way where the help can be funneled, channeled to the ones who need it. All of you have the open hearts. All of you have the minds that can work. All of you have a few extra golden coins that you can give. Or you look in your closets and there is plenty. Yes, to be shared. So when you get together, allow a very short time, does not take long, to bring together some collective. Find one or two who are willing to take the time and find out how this can be. And know that truly everyone you look upon is your brother and your sister. And there are many in this day and time who have been uprooted from what they thought was their security. It has been by their decree that they would outpicture the homelessness in order to give you opportunity to open the hearts. They are truly your servants, because they give you opportunity to extend love in material ways. That is my message. Please look after my children. Please take care of my children. Open your hearts. Find a way to extend to them that which is needed. I bless you, and I give to you my abiding love. Always. So be it. There is a tenderness that she has left in this room. Take it with you this evening, as she says, when you put your head on the pillow, remember her love. Thank you.